Holy Gospel according to St. John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The Gospel of the Lord. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Y próspero año nuevo. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you all. I won't make you sing Feliz Navidad by José Feliciano like I did a couple of days ago. I would say our emotional and spiritual cups are full, or they're being made full today with all of our family gatherings, meals, presents, caroling, watching reruns of our favorite Christmas films like How the Grinch Stole Christmas, a personal favorite. And those of us who have the privilege of celebrating the holidays with young children or grandchildren, we have seen how their faces light up with each present they unwrapped, as if the subsequent gifts are the next best thing. All these little moments remind us that all manners of things in this world at this time are just right. That peace has come to dwell among us for as long or as little we are blessed with. The fast-paced preparations of these months have given way for maybe all of us to have some kind of rest, that R word. I hope at least maybe spiritually, as opposed to physically, rested. Spiritually, this rest allows us to give joy a prominent place in our hearts. Because like Isaiah, we see the return of the Lord to Zion, to us, our collective spiritual home. The infant Jesus has been born in the room of a relative, sleeping in a feeding trough. Mary, his mother, is perhaps passed out, exhausted from her labor of love and giving birth to her firstborn son, Jesus. And Joseph, I imagine, is standing nearby, half awake, half asleep, waiting for the moment when his infant son would begin to cry for some manner of sustenance. And of course, many of us are joining them today. While they were too young and perhaps too tired to comprehend the magnitude of this event in history, we are blessed to see and to meditate upon this event and how the birth of Jesus aligns with the movements of the world. We look upon this moment in time, as with John the Evangelist, and see how brilliant and yet ordinary all of this appears. It's as if we're gazing at the nativity of Christ, like we're looking at the night sky, beholding the cosmic moments, movements, millions and billions and trillions of light years away. And I don't know about you, but when I look at the stars at night, I wonder, who am I in the grandest scheme of everything? Are there others in the universe looking at the same patch of sky, thinking the exact same thing? Who is God that God should be mindful of us humans? And though I have no way of proving it, I imagine that John, as he writes his opening words of the gospel reading that we had today, I imagine he was looking up in the sky wondering, who is this Jesus, born to be the Savior of the world? This Jesus is a poor kid from a poor family at the edge of empire, and yet in him, the hopes of the ages is fulfilled. What is God trying to tell us, to speak to us through this Jesus? The birth of this Jesus for John is God's love language to us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son kind of love. And here's the power of the opening lines of our gospel reading. That before anything came into existence, God intended the entire cosmos to be made through this love. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So often we get caught up with the esoteric sounds of this particular phrase that we miss what John is saying about Jesus. John is saying that at the heart of our universe, we have a God who speaks love. Who speaks love to each and every one of us. That this impersonal cosmos and cosmic order makes way for a space where we as humans can address and be addressed by God in a personal way. And that somehow the birth of Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago reminds all of us who are humans of this truth. The author of Hebrews said it beautifully. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by a son, through whom he also created the world. I'll be the first to admit, this insight seems a bit too high and maybe too far removed from our daily lives to really make a difference. It's away with words. I think John anticipated this, and so he wrote a line that for Christians of all time have regarded as being the heart of the good news. The Word became flesh and lived among us. So God didn't just speak to us in love. He didn't just create the world out of nothing and left us, left all of this matter to its own devices. We are not stardust come alive just to contemplate the cosmos. God came down to experience everything we do. Eating, drinking, going to the restroom, sleeping, restless nights, laughing, crying, spending time with family, experiencing death and loss. God lived among us because God wants to have that kind of a deep, intimate walk with each and every one of us. To be intimately tied with all it means for us to be humans in this 21st century. I think this is the heart of our mystery today. That the Christ child who is sleeping in his crib, waiting to be fed by his mother, is waiting to sleep in here, in our hearts, through faith. What joy it is that this day is the beginning and the ending of all that is to come and all that we shall be at the end of this year and in the year to come. After all our dishes have been cleaned, the gifts are put away, and the last guests of our home depart, and just as we are ready to fall asleep, just think of the stars and wonder, who is God? Who is Jesus who talks to us and lives with us and loves us just as we are? Amen.